Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show, the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast about the sport he or she loves the most. We talk a lot about the NFL because this is a football talk show. We talk a lot about NBA, which we'll be getting off into shortly. A lot about Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, NCAA men's and women's sports, to include the College World Series. We also talk a lot about other sports like pie eating contests, hot dog eating contests, horse racing, dog racing, mud grappling, boxing, UFC, WWE, whatever you want to call in and talk about. If you call in and talk about your sport, if we don't know about it, you can teach us about it. If you don't know about what we're talking about, we can teach you about our sport. Stogies and Beer is broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Time on deck is 8:03 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it is cloudy and overcast here, 61 degrees in San Diego, California. All right, our topic for today is Heat melts the Nuggets, NBA Finals Game 2 results. Again, Heat melts the Nuggets, NBA Finals Game 2 results. The host will debate pro armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love the most in front of a live streaming audience. Topic to include, but not limited to, NBA Finals Game 2 results, scores and breaking news from NHL Stanley Cup Finals, Major League Baseball, NCAA, and NFL. All right. With that being said, folks, it was a hell of a game last night between the Heat and the Nuggets. Hell of a game. I'm not surprised, because I felt like Jimmy Butler was going to at least get one game. I felt like he was definitely getting one game. He called it a gentleman's sweep. But I really felt and still feel they got two games in them. At the same time, I had my doubts. But just like he said, he's not worried about my doubts. And I'm going to just speak on my doubts about Jimmy and how Jimmy feels about it. Jimmy already let me know that he didn't care about what I thought. He didn't care that I didn't feel that they could win this whole thing. He didn't care a couple days ago, and he don't care now. He didn't care that when they lost, I didn't think that they were going to win this series. He don't care. He letting everybody know, not just me, but all the media experts. Me and Jimmy didn't have a conversation, but Jimmy Butler let the whole world know, the whole sports world, he let them know, we don't care about what you think. We don't care. We're locked in. We're not listening to what people are saying. We're not paying attention to what's on the social media. We're not paying attention to what's on the television. We're not paying attention to what you're saying on the radio. Jimmy Butler is saying he does not care. The Miami Heat does not care. Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra does not care what we think about their team. They're locked in. And I like it. Now, don't get me wrong. My job is to come on here and provide information and to provide this information in an entertaining type of way. So all I'm saying is I understand what Jimmy Butler is talking about. I understand it. Tuning everybody out right along with his whole crew, his crew of undrafted free agents that everybody keep harping on. Well, he got a bunch of undrafted people. Even my number one sports contributor, DC, came on the other day. He was saying that Jimmy Butler and a bunch of bums, Jimmy Butler and some bums is in the finals. We can look at them how you want to look at them, but bottom line is them bums are millionaires, and them bums made the National Basketball Association roster for a reason, because they can play basketball, and it showed that last night. Even Jokic with 41 points, to me, was a quiet 41 points overall, in my opinion. I mean, he had some moments. He hit some shots that made me say, like, good God. But even by me saying good God, he hit some great shots. I just didn't see him go off. It was 41 points, but I was watching the game, and maybe I was distracted. I don't know. But I just didn't get the feel of him taking control, like, they really didn't get a lot of separation. And I don't think they led in the game until a little bit later. I think the Heat was up most of the game up until some point in the fourth quarter. I think they caught the lead. If I'm remembering right, the Heat led the game most of the game. They're saying on the monitor, lack of effort, biggest reason Nuggets lost. That's the question they're asking. Is lack of effort the biggest reason the Nuggets lost? Heat defeat the Nuggets 111-108, series tied 1-1. Denver's first home loss this postseason. Again, Heat defeat the Nuggets 111-108. Series is tied 1-1. Denver's first home loss this postseason. This is what's going across the monitor right now. This is the big storyline. The Miami Heat tying it up. And really right now, technically, they're tied 1-1. But when you beat Denver at home, you're talking about the altitude, the thin air with that high altitude. You're talking about the play of Jokic, the play of Jamal Murray, and their supporting cast, their bench. But Jimmy Butler and his undrafted crew to come in there and tied it up 1-1, they took home, like they said, it's not a series until the visiting team wins. That happened last night, so it's a series. And I got them up one and a half games. I don't have a tie right now because that win in Denver, in the elements, with the pressure of that team, that offense that they played against, I got Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat, I got them 1.5-1. I know that don't make sense to some of you people that don't understand basketball and the rhetoric that I'm using, but I'm going to give them another half game up. I got it 1.5-1 in the favor of the Miami Heat right now, because the half game, that means they've gotten into the Denver Nuggets' head. They're in the head of the Joker. They're in the head of Jamal Murray. And don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of the Denver Nuggets. I really, in my heart, in my mind, I want to see them win. But at the same time, in my heart, I also wouldn't mind seeing the Miami Heat win. Hell of a game. Two teams that I like. I've liked the Heat over the years. I'm not going to lie. When LeBron James joined them, I didn't really like them. I liked Dwayne Wade and Shaq. I liked Alonzo Mourning, Tim Hardaway. I liked those combinations. But I did not like when LeBron James joined that team and made it a super team. I really didn't like the big three super team concept. I liked it when the Celtics, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Doc Rivers as a coach, I liked it, that big three concept. But after people kept trying to put that combination of players together, and then when LeBron James joined the Heat right along with Chris Bosh coming over from, I think, Toronto, James coming from Cleveland, he took his talent to South Beach, and Dwayne Wade was already there laying in wait for his new two players to come over. So that Miami Heat team, I really didn't like much because it was just too loaded, and they were almost unbeatable. But they even got beat the first year in the finals by the Dallas Mavericks, if I'm correct. Then they had to deal with the San Antonio Spurs. I think they may have won one against them and lost one against them, if I'm correct. But I know that LeBron James, if I'm remembering right, he came out of there with about two rings. He came out of there with two rings. But he went to the finals with them, I think, three times. One loss in the finals to the Dallas Mavericks and Jason the Jet Terry and Dirk. But then also, he might have won one or two against San Antonio. And then I don't know who else he could have played in the West, but I don't think the Lakers. I don't think he played the Lakers. It may have been they might have played San Antonio three times. I got to go back and do my research on that. But if you'd like to call in and correct me or debate me, please call in the area code 515-602-9687. Again, 515-602-9687. Call in and put your hand in queue, and I'll come to you. If your hand's not raised up in queue, I'll just let you continue to listen. But if you do put your hand up in queue and I come to you, I'll announce your last four, your telephone number, and I'll request you to give me your first and last initial and the state or city and state that you're calling from. Being as discreet as possible on the show, just in case you are supposed to be at work or out doing your honey-do list and whatever the case may be, and you're sitting here listening to me on the radio, you're supposed to be doing other things. So I try to keep your identity hidden. Anyway, going back to my topic, for those of you just tuning in, you're tuning in to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show, and I am your host, Romero Ferrant, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. And the topic for today is Heat Melts the Nuggets, NBA Finals Game 2 results. Getting back to the topic, the Heat melted the Nuggets last night. They melted those golden Nuggets last night. They did what they had to do. I got them up 1.5 games to 1, and I added a half a game because they took home court advantage dealing with the elements of thin air, home court advantage without having Tyler Hero playing, home court advantage because they beat last night the best offense in the National Basketball Association with arguably the best player in the National Basketball Association. They beat them last night. Jimmy Butler came down out there. They're saying he shut down Jamal Murray. With Martin, he shut down Jamal Murray as well. Jamal Murray didn't have a great night last night. He got hot at the end of the game. And don't get me wrong, I expect Jamal Murray to come out swinging the next game because that's how he does when he loses the game. He'll come out blazing guns the next game. Jokic is going to come out blazing guns the next game. I kind of got the next third game. I see Denver pulling that one out. They'll get to Miami, and they'll probably take game one in Miami. And we'll be back, the 2-1 deficit for the Heat. But I believe that the Nuggets are going to come in and take game three. But we'll see. Jimmy Butler, so that Miami team is so unpredictable. I know that they have the defense, but sometimes the offense is not clicking the right way, but they still have the defense, but they just keep fighting. They keep fighting. They keep clawing. They keep kicking. They keep scratching. It's just like they got a never-say-die attitude. It's like they have what we like to call the will to win. They have the will to win. And when you have the will to win, my goodness, you got a rough night ahead of you when you have a team that has the will to win. When Jimmy Jam gets ready to play, when a bucket gets ready to play, hey, stand by. Stand by. That's all I can tell you. But exciting game last night. I really enjoyed it. It was a hell of a game. It was a hell of a game last night. Yeah, other than that, we got, you know, we had the Stanley Cup Finals for the NHL and Las Vegas Golden Knights, they won that game, I believe, 5-2, but I'll get the correct score up in a minute. Big shout-out to the Las Vegas Golden Knights winning Game 1. And Game 2, I think, might be tomorrow night. I have to look. I'll bring all that up. But anyway, I don't want to forget to shout-out the National Hockey League Stanley Cup Finals Game 1 winner, which is the Las Vegas Golden Knights. And we'll get some more information on their next game, and I believe the Knights won it 5-2, but we'll get the official numbers in here in a minute. But NCAA men's and women's sport got a lot of college baseball this weekend, a lot of college softball this weekend. So it's just a lot of NCAA baseball and the softball. It's all over the place, all over the monitor. So we'll get some scores and some and who's moving on to the World Series and who's moving on for the men to the Super Regional. I think the men are in the Super Regional right now, and the women are moving on to the for Wednesday, the actual World Series. So they're a couple of days off from each other, but we'll get all that information up for you in a minute. In NFL news, the only thing I'm hearing is Michael Parsons, and he's been known to here lately, and I like Michael Parsons here lately, but he's been one of these outspoken guys. I didn't really think he was going to be an outspoken guy, but however, whatever floats your boat, I ain't knocking it. But he's saying that the Dallas Cowboys defense is sort of like the Baltimore Ravens Baltimore Ravens defense back in 2000. So he's saying that the current Cowboys defense is just is comparable to the Baltimore Ravens defense back in 2000. So that's a possibility. I think that was that Ray Lewis Super Bowl winning. The Ravens had quarterback. Who was that? He's always on the monitor. I'll have to think of his name in a minute. We'll think of his name in a minute. But with that being said, that's what Michael Parsons is chirping out right now, that defense that the Dallas Cowboys have right now is comparable to the defense of the Baltimore Ravens in 2000, led by Ray Lewis. So I think that year the Baltimore Ravens beat the New York Giants in the Super Bowl. The Giants was representing the NFC, Ravens was representing the AFC, and Trent Dilfer was the quarterback of that Baltimore Ravens offense. But Ray Lewis, of course, was the captain of that defense. So we'll see what happens this year as far as the Dallas Cowboys go in their defense. But I was kind of sad to hear that they're not trying to bring back Ezekiel Elliott. I thought I had seen something a couple weeks ago that he was getting re-signed. Then all of a sudden they were saying he's not getting signed. So I'm just trying to figure out what's that all about. So we'll see. Just trying to figure out what that's all about. I know why he's not getting signed. They don't want to pay money for him because they feel like he's lost two steps. He can't get that 5 yards of carry no more. He's like about 2 yards of carry. Pay you when you're a running back, you can't get 5 to 6 yards of carry. You got to get about four to six yards of carry versus two. So I think Zeke is about 2 yards off of getting a contract. Unfortunately, he's probably going to have to hang it up because the way the game runs now, they need these young running backs who they can use them up for like three years and then dump them. Use you up for about 3 years, then dump you. back in the day, they used to say that a running back could play football for 6 years. Now they've cut that in half. A running back can play football for 3 years, and hopefully you got paid money. Hopefully you got paid a big contract. So when these guys, you know, always complaining about these players, complaining about their money, and they holding out for their money, like that 1 year Zeke was down in Cabo San Lucas working out and training, and he was holding out from camp or threatening to hold out. They finally got the deal signed, and he got his money. Now that you see people, why you got to get your money. And at first, you know, I was one of them guys like, oh, this the greedy agents. The greedy agents, they just want more, so they're holding out so they can get a bigger cut, or they can get more money if they can get a bigger contract for the player. So they recommend them to hold out. But it's not really the agent. The agent is going to request what he's supposed to request. Pay my guy top three to five running back money. And a player like Zeke, he probably was like, give me top three money, because at that time he was a powerful running back. So I'm not upset. Looking back at it, I understand why he's holding out for his money, because now he's out of a job. Now he's trying to sign on with somebody that may need a third running back. A third running back. Right now he probably be willing to just go to a practice squad. But sometimes I'm looking at it like, if you really want to make a push on getting a new contract, go down to the XFL, go down to the USFL, go down there and show what kind of back you can be at that level. You're the free agent, probably can, you know, figure out as a star NFL player, you could probably get your deal structured around some of the money that you're used to making, because you could be a draw. Get more people out there, like the one running back that was in the XFL. That running back was from Denver, if I'm correct. I think he signed on with somebody at the last tail end of the season. Either that or he's in the USFL. But I forgot the young man's name. He was with the Denver Broncos. And the people, I promised myself this morning while I was on air, because I went to school for broadcasting, and my performance sometimes is not pleasing to myself. I have a lot of so I'm trying to breathe through my arms. So if it seems like I'm taking a slight pause, I'm trying to stop myself from saying to give you a better quality delivery, because I've been, you know, kind of like, I look at my show as being like a impromptu, like we're in a conversation, like we just in a conversation at home. That's why I call it Stogies and Beer. Stogies and Beer, just like guys and girls, guys and gals kind of sitting around just shooting the shit. Well, you know, I don't use profanity on my show. I apologize for that. Just guys and girls sitting around talking about the sport he or she loves the most. So I've tried to get away from trying to do an actual performance, like if I was, you know, like a I understand how you do a professional broadcast, a professional performance, supposed to eliminate your arms. So I'm trying to give you that, but my goal has always been to make this a natural, more of a natural conversation. So I kind of got away from killing the arms, but I'm going to try to pause and breathe through that, because when you say that just means that you're thinking. That just means that you're thinking on air. So I don't want to do it like that. So I'm going to try to eliminate that. So bear with me so I can get better and give you a better audio delivery. Anyway, yeah, so going back to Ezekiel Elliott, and I talk a lot about the NFL because, you know, I talk a lot about football in the NFL and everything, because that's the way the show is set up. It is a football talk show. So I have to bring up the NFL stuff because the NFL has the most storylines. However, basketball is king. For those of you just tuning in, Heat melts the Nuggets, NBA Finals Game 2 results. We'll get back into that, the destruction of the Denver Nuggets last night in the NBA Finals Game 2 by Jimmy Butler and the others. The Miami Heat destroyed the Denver Nuggets last night. I'm not going to say they destroyed them scores-wise, because the score is 111-108, series is tied 1-1, but they did come there and they did take a big win, and they do have home court advantage. They're saying across the monitor, Jimmy Butler playing well enough for the Heat to win the series? That's what they're asking. Is Jimmy Butler playing well enough for the Heat to win the series? Of course he is. Game 2, Heat defeat the Nuggets in the 111-108 series tie 1-1. Butler for Miami, 21 points, 7 of 19 field goals, 4 rebounds, 9 assists. So Butler had a good game last night. He put up 21 points. Anytime Jimmy Butler puts up 21 to 50 points, he's a dangerous man. A lot of the other players showed up. Strew showed up. Duncan Robinson showed up. He was hitting his three. Now Tyler Hero is set to come back on Wednesday, I believe, for game three. So, yeah, this is getting exciting. This is getting exciting. So we'll see what we need to do. We'll see what the Heat need to do to continue their momentum. Count out Nikola Jokic. We cannot count out Nikola Jokic. We just can't do it. Best player in basketball right now. So we can't count him out. We just can't count him out. He had 41 points last night. However, I kind of thought it was a quiet 41. I mean, we seen that he was scoring. But it's just because they never led. It was 41 points, and they never led until, like, late in the fourth quarter. They didn't lead to, like, late in the fourth quarter. So I was like, wow, the Heat really came to play. They're saying motivation tactics. Michael Malone, Miami came in here and outworked us. Are we okay with Malone ripping his team after game two? I don't really want to say a coach rips his team because he said Miami came in here and outworked us. They want to know if everybody listening to the media, is that okay? Is that okay for Malone to rip his team after game two? Ripping your team is not telling the truth, okay? If the coach, what I'm trying to say, if the coach is telling you the truth, he's not ripping you. If the coach is going to tell you the truth, he's not ripping you a new one. What he's doing is just telling you the truth. They outworked us, and I believe they did, because that's why the Heat led all the way up until well into the fourth quarter. They made up until well into the fourth quarter, if I'm correct. The Miami Heat was up well into that fourth quarter. Then Jokic got hot, Murray started to get hot, and they took the lead. But they never really had control of that game. Even when the Nuggets got the lead, they never really had complete control of their basketball game. That's all I'm trying to say. When it's all said and done, find out come Wednesday who really wants it the most. If the Denver Nuggets go to Miami and they don't come out of there with a win that first night, I smell trouble. Because if Jimmy Butler wins at home the first game, that puts him up 2-1. Then you got to play him again at home. And he wins again. Now he's up what? 3-1. He smells blood now because he's already beat Denver at home already. All he got to do is go back and win one more at home. Or if they force a game 7, win back in Miami at home. I believe Jimmy Butler's going to be playing lights out the next couple games. And, again, he keeps saying that he's not worried about what I'm talking about on my radio show. He's not worried that I think that at the end of the day, in my mind and on paper, that the Denver Nuggets are supposed to win this series. They have the best shooting guard. They have the best big man that plays like a guard. On paper, they're supposed to win. They got the best offense, 2-time MVP, and Jokic. They're supposed to win the game. They're supposed to win the finals. They're supposed to win the series, you know, 4-1, gentleman sweep 4-2, pushing it. That's what it sells on paper. This is what everybody's saying, not just me on my radio show, but Jimmy Butler is letting me and everybody else know we're not even listening to you. We're not even listening to what y'all broadcasting. I know he ain't listening to my broadcast because I'm not popular like the stuff that comes on the monitor, but I'm just saying, out here for my people in my circle, the people that, the pro armchair quarterbacks that tune into my show, that stream my show around the world, around the globe, he's saying he's not listening to what we're saying. He's not listening to us. He's not listening to the fact that we're saying that he got a bunch of role players that went undrafted, and he's winning with them. Jimmy says he's not even paying attention about that. His words are, we don't care. We don't care about what you guys are saying. I keep telling you that. We don't care. We're not listening. They're locked in. They're locked in, people. They're locked in and trying to win. All right, it's top of the hour. It's the middle of the hour. I'm sorry, 8:31 Pacific Standard Time, 61 degrees Fahrenheit, cloudy here in San Diego, California. We're gonna get off into some music mix, and when we come back, we're gonna go off into some baseball scores, and then some other scores in the other sports. But for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Stoke of the Beer Radio. So I am your host, Romero Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with the live in the early morning on the Stoke of the Beer Radio Show. Stand by. We're going to get off into a little bit of music mix so I can get some coffee in me and get ready to finish up this first hour. So stand by. Bill Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Foran, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Bill Radio Show. Stokers and Bill can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That translates to 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Time. Again, Stokers and Bill can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. Pacific to 10 a.m. Pacific. All right. Today's topic was Heat Melts the Nuggets, NBA Finals Game 2 results. The hosts will debate pro armchair quarterbacks regarding the sport they love the most in front of live streaming audience. Topics to include, but not limited to, the NBA Finals Game 2. We've been talking about that. Scores and breaking news from National Hockey League. We talked about that a little bit. Major League Baseball, NCAA, and NFL. Let's get off into our NCAA scores and schedule and stuff like that. Well, let's do Major League Baseball first. All right, in Major League Baseball, scores from yesterday for MLB, we have Pirates winners 2-1 over the Cardinals. Again, Pirates winners 2-1 over the Cardinals. We have Philadelphia Phillies winners 11-3 over the Washington Nationals. Philadelphia Phillies winners 11-3 over the Washington Nationals. We have the Tampa Bay Rays winners 6-2 over the Boston Red Sox. Again, Tampa Bay Rays winners 6-2 over the Boston Red Sox. What else we got here? Stand by, everybody. Stand by, everybody. I need to fix a little bit of my audio here. We got some trying to bleed in that I don't want bleeding in. So we'll just mute that. I know how to fix that when stuff don't want to act right. Going back to my scores, we have the, let's see where we get where we're at. We got the Milwaukee Brewers winners 5-1 over the Cincinnati Reds. The Milwaukee Brewers winners 5-1 over the Cincinnati Reds. We have in Major League Baseball, we have Florida Marlins winners 7-5 over the Oakland Athletics. Florida Marlins winners 7-5 over the Oakland Athletics. I'm trying to figure out, are the Athletics just tanking the season at 12-49? I know they're supposed to be moving away to go to Vegas in a couple of years, but they look terrible. Then we have the Toronto Blue Jays winners 6-4 over the New York Mets. Toronto Blue Jays winners 6-4 over the New York Mets. We have the Anaheim Angels winners 2-1 over the Astros. Anaheim Angels winners 2-1 over the Astros. Shohei Ohtani hits a tie-breaking RBI double in the eighth inning. So, you know, they went on to win that one. Shohei Ohtani hit a tie-breaking RBI double in the eighth inning. And the Angels, again, are winners 2-1 over the Houston Astros. The Cleveland Guardians, winners 2-1 over the Minnesota Twins. Cleveland Guardians, winners 2-1 over the Minnesota Twins. A lot of you don't know, but the Cleveland Guardians have always been one of my teams due to watching Major League as a young kid. The movie Major League, that made me a Cleveland. It used to be the Cleveland Indians, but they since done the right thing and changed their name to the Cleveland Guardians. A lot of people don't know, too, that if you look up their history, they actually had a Native American that they used to call the Cleveland Indian for the Cleveland franchise back in the early 1900s, if I'm correct. And he was a hell of a baseball player as a Native American. But never got his just due, and I believe he wound up dying of alcoholism. But look that up. There's just a sports fact on the show. I saw it on the History Channel that they actually had a player called the Cleveland Indian. So just type in the Cleveland Indian and, like, you know, hashtag player, a Cleveland Indian player. But, yeah, interesting story. All right, back to my Major League Baseball scores. Kansas City Royals winners 2-0 over the Colorado Rockies. Kansas City Royals winners 2-0 over the Colorado Rockies. The Chicago White Sox winners 6-2 over the Detroit Tigers. Chicago White Sox winners 6-2 over the Detroit Tigers. What else we got? We have the Texas Rangers winners 12-3 over the Seattle Mariners. Texas Rangers winners 12-3 over the Seattle Mariners. The Baltimore Orioles winners 8-3 over the San Francisco Giants. Baltimore Orioles winners 8-3 over the San Francisco Giants. They done my San Diego Padres a favor. So shout out to my number one sports contributor out there in Maryland, D.C. My number one sports contributor, D.C., he's a big Baltimore Orioles fan. So shout out to you guys, Baltimore Orioles, as well, for doing us a favor and taking care of the Giants. We need as many losses in our division for everybody else besides the Padres. All right, we have Atlanta Braves winners, 8-5 over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Arizona Braves winners, 8-5 over the Arizona Diamondbacks. They've done us a favor. But we didn't do ourselves any favor because the San Diego Padres lost 7-1 to the Chicago Cubs. San Diego Padres lost 7-1 to the Chicago Cubs. So Chicago Cubs winners, 7-1 over my San Diego Padres. And we have the New York Yankees winners, 4-1 over the L.A. Dodgers. They've done us a favor. New York Yankees winners, 4-1 over the L.A. Dodgers. I hate it when everybody in the division loses, including my team. I don't mind everybody else losing, but if everybody else is going to lose, San Diego Padres, you got to come up with a win. And, again, we lost to the Chicago Cubs 7-1. New York Yankees, they got defeated by New York Yankees defeated the Los Angeles Dodgers, so that helped us. And they won that without Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge was out for that game. So big shout-out to the New York Yankees for taking care of the Dodgers for us, but we didn't do ourselves any favors. We didn't do ourselves any favors. Where are we at now? We're going to go off into hockey. National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoffs. Their next game is going to be tonight. Tonight is going to be at 5 o'clock p.m., the Panthers and the Golden Knights. The Stanley Cup final game, the Golden Knights lead the series 1-0. They'll be playing again tonight at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Panthers and the Golden Knights. Let's check out what their score was on Saturday. Should have been 5-2 Golden Knights, but we'll verify that. Yep, I'm correct. The Golden Knights won Saturday, won Stanley Cup final game one, and the Golden Knights won it 5-2 over the Panthers. Golden Knights won 5-2 over the Florida Panthers. So Knights, they're rolling. They've been doing pretty good in the postseason, so we'll see what they do tonight. If they get a commanding 2-0 lead over the Florida Panthers, that's going to be interesting. So that's what we got going on for the National Hockey League. What we got next, our college sports. Get off into the Super Regionals and the Softball World Series. Let's go with the Softball World Series first. And today we have, today 9 a.m. They'll be starting them 9 a.m. Pacific for the Softball World Series. We have Oklahoma against Stanford. And again, we got Oklahoma against Stanford, so they're going to be playing back-to-back. And I think if Stanford wins, they move on, but I think if Oklahoma wins, then they're still alive because it's a double elimination. So they were saying something like that over the monitor. But anyway, we're going to have these four teams that are going to be playing twice. This is the double elimination round. So it'll be Stanford and Oklahoma twice today, and we'll have Florida and Tennessee twice. Florida State and Tennessee twice a day. So we'll have Oklahoma and Stanford twice a day, Florida State and Tennessee twice a day. This is the double elimination round. And I'm assuming this is the double elimination round to see who's going to the World Series on Wednesday. I think they said for softball, the World Series start Wednesday. So, again, just to clarify, the four teams playing today will be Oklahoma against Stanford, double elimination round, Florida State and Tennessee, double elimination round. And they're going to be kicking that off the first two teams, Oklahoma and Stanford, 9 a.m. Pacific. So that's 12 noon Eastern. That'll be kicking off here shortly in the next 10 minutes. And then we have Florida State and Tennessee. They'll be kicking off their first game at 4 4 p.m. Pacific, so that's 7 p.m. Eastern. And then the next game will be, for them, will be 6:30 p.m. to, if needed, I guess, 6:30 p.m. Pacific, and that'll be 9:30 Eastern. That's a late game if they need it. So anyway, that's what we got for the ladies, and we'll go back to get some schedules for the men and some scores for the men. Well, let's just go with the schedule. Today we got starting at 9 a.m. Also for the guys, 9 a.m. Pacific. That'll be in about 10 minutes. We'll have Texas Tech against Florida. Texas Tech will be going up against Florida. LSU will be going up against Oregon State. Let's go LSU. If you listen to the show, you know I love everything Louisiana and everything current and past for San Diego. We also have Arkansas against TCU today. Arkansas and TCU will be going at it. Pennsylvania will be taking – Penn will be taking on Southern Miss. Penn against Southern Miss. We have Oregon State against LSU if necessary. Oregon State against LSU again if necessary. We'll have Coastal Carolina against Duke. Coastal Carolina against Duke. Indiana will be taking on Kentucky. Indiana will be taking on Kentucky. And if necessary, we'll have TCU and Arkansas again if necessary. And we'll have Texas A&M and Stanford. Texas A&M against Stanford. So these are elimination games. Oh, these are elimination games. And if I said it, said a matchup twice, that'll be if necessary. Because I believe everything's double elimination. And what else do we have? So we got Major League Baseball scores on NHL and NFL. There's really no breaking news right now. Let's go to our NBA scores again. We're going to have on Wednesday, June 7th. Wednesday, June 7th, we'll have the Nuggets and the Heat again. The Nuggets and the Heat. NBA Finals game, 3 series is tied 1-1. Nuggets against the Heat again on Wednesday. Let's get you the score from last night. The score from last night was the Miami Heat went one last night, 111-108 over the Denver Nuggets. Miami Heat, 111-108 over the Denver Nuggets. And our topic for today was, like I said, Heat melts the Nuggets, NBA Finals game 2 results. Heat melts the Nuggets, NBA Finals game 2 results, for those of you just tuning in. And, yeah, I mean, it's been all over the monitor how Jimmy Butler came in, a bucket. He came in and provided a bucket to make sure that that they sealed the deal with the Denver Nuggets. They took one on the home court. So I was saying, the way I look at it is like when you do something like what Jimmy Butler them did last night, considering the thin air out that away and stuff like that, I'm like this. They came in and they took a game. I feel like they got home court advantage now because they say the series hasn't started until the visiting team takes one on the road. And that happened. So now they're tied up 1-1. But I say that they're up 1.5-1 because now they're in Denver's head. Because all Denver's been hearing is, you know, all Denver's been hearing is they should be the favorite to win in a sweep. Because we were just talking last week, and I'll be the first one to tell you, I said that I think the ratings are going to go down for this particular series because you got two teams that don't really have what you call the mega star effect. You don't have that mega star effect like a Kobe Bryant, a Michael Jordan. That's a past analogy, a past comparison rather. But let's think of today's term. You don't have a Luka Doncic. You don't have a KD. You don't have a Kyrie. You don't have a Tatum, Brown, Smart. You don't have those names in this. And, you know, you don't have a Giannis. You know, the Joker, don't get me wrong, two-time MVP, got all the skills in the world, but he's not an outspoken guy. He's not out on social media. He's not controversial. He's not all over the TV. I don't even think he has a commercial. I don't even think he has a commercial endorsement. At least I haven't seen. He doesn't have a shoe. He doesn't have a shoe. He doesn't have a product line that I see over here. Maybe over in Serbia, maybe over there, somewhere in Europe. But he doesn't have anything here that I see. He's not even excuse me, people. I said a curse word. Excuse me. Heck, he's not even doing like a grocery store. Like I see Aldi, the new grocery store Aldi. I saw one out here in Chula Vista, California, the other day. He's not even repping like Aldi, a grocery store. I mean, he's a big boy, you know, big guy. He's not representing a grocery store. He's not doing cheeses. I mean, even Bovon, Bovon Bogdanovich. He's even in a commercial endorsement with cheeses. So I was knocking the fact of the ratings being high for this. I thought they would lose ratings. Now look at the Heat. They're already talking about all these guys are undrafted, no-namers. Who are they? And then you got Jimmy Butler with a bunch, like Jimmy Butler rolling with a bunch of no-namers. So and Jimmy Butler, I just seen, you know, here recently. I mean, I've seen it's been out for a while. His Ultra Michelob Ultra commercial, that's been out a while. Don't get me wrong, it's been out a while, but I haven't really. At the end of the day, Jimmy Butler, he doesn't have a whole lot of endorsements. He's not like a shoe, you know. He don't have the shoe deal. He doesn't have the you know. Just I feel like Jimmy can be on all that stuff. He's just one of those quiet stars also. But he at least has an endorsement. Michelob Ultra, he has that. Well, he was singing, I really want, you know, the singing the country song, and no, he was singing Hootie and the Blowfish. Darius Rucker, I really want to be with you in the Michelob Ultra commercial. So, I mean, what I'm saying is Jimmy has an endorsement. Jokic don't. Jamal Murray don't, that I've seen. And so it's just like, where are the stars at? But they proved last night this is going to be a hell of a series. Because when the Nuggets won on Tuesday night, when they won the game on Tuesday night, I was just like, you know, this is a blowout. This is gonna be a blowout. This is gonna be a sweep. They're getting ready to sweep these boys. Maybe they'll win. Maybe the Heat will win one at home. That's not what happened. That's not what happened. They're saying on the monitor, Terrell Davis, Colorado, the Denver Broncos Hall of Famer Terrell Davis, reaction to Jimmy Butler's three-point goes viral. Reaction to the Hall of Fame running back's reaction. It looked like to me that he was asleep. It looked like to me he was asleep. But if he wasn't asleep, he definitely didn't look happy. So they're talking about Terrell Davis sitting out there in the stands. Touchdown, Terrell Davis, pride of Lincoln High School here in San Diego, California. A lot of people might not know that Terrell Davis is from San Diego, Lincoln High School, running back. But he was at the game last night, and all the fans are giving, you know, trying to give him a high five or whatever, and he's standing there with a sour look on his face. I thought he was actually asleep, but they're making fun of it, saying he's kind of like had a sitting there pouting when he seen that the Denver Nuggets were going to lose. He's rolling with the home team. He played for the Denver Broncos, so he's obviously rolling with the Denver Nuggets. So, but they're saying his reaction on the TV is kind of like he wasn't looking too happy. Anyway, yeah, but going back to what I was saying, the series, I was saying the series wasn't going to be star powered, so they were going to lose ratings. But the way the Miami Heat showed up last night, still in the game in Denver with the thin air, playing against a two-time MVP, playing against a Jamal Murray that can get hot whenever he wants to, playing against a Nikola Jokic who has all kind of skill sets for a big man. Those four things I just said, Jimmy Butler led his team to victory over them anyway and stole back home court advantage. Now, all the Heat has to do is go home and win the first game. If they win that first game and go up 2-1, go up 2-1 over the Nuggets, I think that's going to do a lot to the Nuggets' mentality. I think they're going to start feeling like, well, I guess it's true what everybody's saying. They should be paying attention to us. We're up here in the mountains. People don't really watch us. People not really paying attention to us. You know, we don't have any mega stars. So they're wondering, you know, why should we even be here? That type of thing. So when you lose a game like you lost last night, that kind of makes you, that kind of puts you on the defense. You win a game like that at home, you should have easily went up 2-0 and put the pressure on the Miami Heat and went out there and stole at least one game down there to go up, you know, 3-1, you know, something like that, 3-1, you know, 3-1, 2-1, something like that, whatever the case. All I'm saying is, you know, I don't have my numbers right. It's kind of early for me. But anyway, they could have won two at home. And if they could have came out of there with at least one game in Miami, they would have put them up 3-1 going back home is what I'm trying to say. Nuggets and the Heat are tied. Heat utilized the 26-8 run in the fourth quarter of a 111-108 game two road win. Are we shocked that Jimmy Butler and the Heat pulled off the upset? No. They're asking across the monitor. Heat utilized the 26-8 run in the fourth quarter of a 111-108 game two road win. Are we shocked Jimmy Butler and the Heat pulled off the upset? No, I'm not. Jimmy Butler's a dog, people. Jimmy Butler is a D-A-W-G, a dog. He has a dog-like mentality. You can have talent, but talent alone is not enough when you're going up against a dog, a guy that's willing to just keep coming. And keep coming at you and keep coming at you. It's going to be a hard night. Just like in boxing, you got a guy, you see one guy, he got all the talent in the world. He's using his jab, using his right hand, got good footwork, got good movement, good defense, sort of like a Floyd Mayweather. But then you got a guy that just won't quit coming, just won't quit coming. And I forgot who that young man, the Latino guy, that Floyd Mayweather fought twice, and I forgot his name. Same guy beat the problem, Adrian Broner. He beat the heck out of Adrian Broner. But that guy, same guy, fought Floyd Mayweather twice. I can't think of his name, but I think that was probably one of Floyd Mayweather's hardest two fights because that guy would not quit coming. He just kept putting pressure on Floyd, And I just feel like at the end of the day that Floyd had, you know, he had a rough night. And that's sort of the way this NBA series is going. Jimmy Butler is one of these guys that's just got a dog mentality, and he kept coming, putting pressure on Jamal Murray, defending Jamal Murray. Then – Martin also defending Jamal Murray. They made Jamal Murray have a quiet night. Then they're saying it's Denver's coach Michael Malone. They're saying, is he wrong for ripping his team? He didn't rip his team. He just told him the truth. They got out. You got outworked. If you got outworked, then your coach tell you, hey man, you guys got outworked. You got outworked. What else are they supposed to do? What else are people supposed to tell you? You got our work. That's what people don't – I mean, the people in the media, they make a big deal out of all this stuff when this stuff is true. If you got our work, you got our work. It's as simple as that. And Mike Malone was right for telling those guys that, hey, you guys got our work. You let them come in here and steal a game. like, wake up, wake up. I was even hearing, I was even hearing who is that? Brown on the sideline for Denver. Brown was hollering at KCP. He was hollering at KCP saying, come on, CP, wake up. CP, wake up. And he was telling them to wake up because he's trying to help will them to a win. Brown, I think, had a good game. He always comes off the bench with all kind of energy, defensive and offensive. But him it wasn't enough. They got the lead back late in the fourth quarter, midway through the fourth, I believe. But they didn't have it long. They didn't have the lead long. Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler, Strus, because I don't want to just say Jimmy Butler. And I want to give everybody their credit because it's not just Jimmy Butler. It's everybody. Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, Martin Strus, Duncan Robinson, they came to play. At the same time, they came to play. And now we got Tyler Hero set to come back on Wednesday. He's a scorer. And what's some other guy named Vanderbilt? He balled out last night. I think three players went 20 points apiece amongst three players on the court. Jimmy Butler, 21. I think Strus had about 20. Vanderbilt had about 20. Or you could throw Bam Adebayo, and he had 14. But it was three players. I don't know exactly who. But the notable names I know is Butler, Vanderbilt, and Strus or Duncan Robinson. I don't think Bam was the guy, the other person, because he only had 14 points, if I remember right. But there was 14 strong points. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm not with the media. You know, the media's asking the question, is Michael Malone wrong for ripping his team after game two? No, he's not wrong for ripping his team. He should have ripped him. But he's not. I don't think the truth is ripping a guy. I don't even think he ripped him. He just told him the truth. The truth is, you got outworked. This is the NBA Finals. You guys come out here acting like these guys. It almost seemed like the Nuggets felt like, besides Jimmy Butler, because they had dropped the game, that the Heat was going to just pack it in until they got home. Get out of this altitude. Let's get back down the mountain. Get back to Florida, and we'll just try to tie it up in Florida. No. Bucket said no. Bucket, a.k.a. Jimmy Buckets, a.k.a. Jimmy Jam, a.k.a. Jimmy Butler, said no. We're not packing it in. We're not waiting till we get off of this dang cold mountain to go down there, you know, to get back home and win. We getting one right here tonight. We're going to have a dog mentality and show the world that we can beat this team at home. We can beat Joker. We can beat Joker. We can shut down Murray. Murray had a quiet night. I don't know how many points he wound up having, but he had a quiet night. Even Joker with 41 points, he didn't do it loud. It seemed like the Heat made them earn every freaking bucket they got. It seemed like the Miami Heat made them earn every freaking bucket they got. I mean, crazy stuff. We got right now on the monitor, we got the World Series for softball, NCAA World Series for softball, Women's College World Series. We got number one Oklahoma playing against number nine Stanford. We're in the top of the first inning. I keep saying excuse me, people, because I'm trying to stop saying while I'm talking to you. I'm reminding myself when I say excuse me, so bear with me. I'm trying to get a better audio delivery to you. I'm learning to quit saying as I'm thinking, so I have to use my breathing technique. But there's just a little tidbit, so that's why I'm saying excuse me. I'm teaching myself to breathe rather than use the word We talked about that earlier. I don't want to hop on that too long. I'm practicing giving you a better audio delivery in case one day I want to start sending this stuff in to some radio stations to have my own radio broadcast. bear with me. I'll get better. Anyway, but we're in the top of the first, Oklahoma and Stanford, top of the first inning. It looks like we got three outs already. Stanford got the third out, looks like, and they'll be going up to bat next. But we got the Women's College World Series going on the monitor right now. Check your local listings, local stations. You'll run into it on your networks. For those of you just tuning in, this is the Stoke of the Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stoke of the Beer Radio Show. We're going to take another quick station break and come back in. When I come back, I'll wrap up my topic, Heat Melts the Nuggets, NBA Finals Game 2 results. Then I'll go off into some spring free agency news and everything like that in case someone needs some help getting on a pro football roster. I'm mainly doing football right now. However, I'm open to help in other sports. For baseball, I have a third-party person that I use to help baseball players that need help. And after the World Series are over with for NAIA, USCAA, also NCAA Division II, NCAA Division III, once all the brackets are done, once all the winners and everything are done, I'll be reaching out to all the teams that made the bracket to see who needs help moving forward with their career. I put guys on pro developmental football teams, basketball teams, baseball teams, but you got to be willing to take the steps, different price packages for different sports based on my results and everything like. But when we come back from break, I'll get back off into some more of that, showing you how you can work with me and my company, Best Sports Career Management and Advisor Service. I'll tell you a little bit how you can work with me if you are in free agency, you played your last collegiate contest, and you're no more than 2 years removed from your last collegiate contest. So no more than 2 years removed from college sports, and you're looking to continue your career, whether you just finished up this year or will be finishing up this year, or whether you finished up last year, I can help you. I try not to deal with people any more than 2 years removed, because after being 2 years removed from college sports, you're going into your what I would call your consolation year if you were already working with me, and that would just be plain to just basically say good farewell to the game. And if something, by a stroke of luck, something happens and you get a big opportunity, keep moving forward. But if not, it's time to go ahead and get a job. That's the sad part about this. Is it has to be I'm here to help you start and also guide you when it's time to hang it up and just kind of like be honest with you and tell you that you may not make it. But if you want to continue to play after that, it's pretty much going to just be you're playing because you love the sport, and nothing's wrong with that. Nothing's wrong with that at all, because at the end of the day, if you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life. And that's whether you're working at Subway, working as a garbage collector, or playing pro developmental sports. With that being said, we're going to go off into a quick music mix, and we'll be right back. Stand by. Yes, yes. Sorry about that, people. I was off my mic. Welcome back to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. This is Romero Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Yeah, so today's topic was Heat melts the Nuggets NBA Finals game. Two results. The hosts will debate pro armchair quarterbacks regarding the sports they love the most in front of a live streaming audience. Topics to include but not limited to the NBA Finals game. Two results. Scores, breaking news from NHL Stanley Cup Finals, Major League Baseball, NCAA College World Series, and the NFL. NFL, they was comparing, for whatever reason, Russell Wilson and the Russell Wilson and for the Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts. They were doing a comparison on them, and I'm just trying to figure out. I really couldn't catch that was about, but let's be honest. Russell Wilson's still a great quarterback, but he's a little bit longer in the tooth. Jalen Hurts is still getting out of the gates. He still, you know, he's only been in the league for about 3 years now, and he's already made it to a Super Bowl. Do they have similar careers? Yes, because Russell Wilson, he was able to get to a Super Bowl fairly quick as well, within, I believe, his first 2 or 3 years, too. Mm-hmm. Similar size, similar stature. So, I mean, it's one of those things, you know, there's always going to be somebody younger to come in and replace you. So, I don't know why they're making a Wilson comparison to Jalen Hurts. Maybe they were just saying, I'm not quite sure to come back up, but maybe they were just saying that they're having similar careers where they have similar results. Like, I believe Russell Wilson, he came out of there. I know he's been to the Super Bowl twice. I know he definitely won one. He definitely won one. So that's a fact. He definitely won one, and he could have won two had they decided to run sap versus throwing the ball, trying to throw a pass. Staying on the monitor, Jimmy Butler, 21 points, 9 assists in 111-108 game, 2-0 win. What does Butler rank among NBA's best players? He ranks high. He's up there. He's up there. He just do it in a different way. To me, Jimmy Butler's a more defensive guy. But as we've seen when he played the Celtics, he can drop 50 on you. He can drop 50. He can drop 56. He can drop 51. He can put up 50 points. It just depends on what Jimmy shows up that night. He may have a quiet night and just play defense. Then the next night he may come up out and put 50 on you. You just don't know what Jimmy Butler you're going to get. You don't know. When it's all said and done, though, he's a beast. What does he rank amongst the top players? Top players of the day, he ranks up there right along with the Giannis's, because he put those guys out. He ranks up there. He's right there with Tatum, Brown, Giannis, Embiid. He's right up there. Heck, he played with Embiid. He's right there. College World Series right now. Stanford's up 2-0. College Softball World Series. Stanford's up right now 2-0. Bottom of the first. I believe if they win, they're going to be moving on. They're going to be moving on to the next round if they're winning. So I believe they're moving on to the actual World Series part of it. It's the Women's College World Series, but Stanford and Oklahoma are set to play twice, like a double elimination type of thing. So if Stanford wins, I believe they'll just be moving on, if I'm correct. But if you'd like to call in and correct me or debate me, feel free to call in the error code 515-602-9687. Again, you can call in the error code 515-602-9687. Here we go again with this Jalen Hurts stuff. Eagles believe Jalen Hurts can make another major jump, become elite pocket passer in 2023. Another segue over into football. A report is Eagles believe that Jalen Hurts, who I was talking about before, can make another major jump and become an elite pocket passer in 2023. Why would you want to do that? That's what these teams don't understand. Quit trying to change these guys' MO. Quit trying to change these guys' MO. Quit trying to change these guys' style of play. I'm so sick of it. Same stuff they were talking about and still talking about with the Baltimore Ravens quarterback. Same stuff. Same stupid stuff. Leave these guys playing style alone. Let them play the style that they can win at. Why would you try to change somebody into a pocket passer when they've been blessed with legs? Tom Brady, using as an example, sure, sit in the pocket all day and just throw passes. Cam Newton, big strong guy, sit in the pocket all day and take shots if that's what you want to do. But one thing about Cam had a cannon arm. And at the same, his accuracy probably wasn't all that great all the time. He had a cannon arm. He put it out there. And then on top of that, he could run your behind over. He could run you over. I just say, you know, these teams, they keep trying to change these guys as players. Sign a rookie quarterback out of the draft or in free agency that can come in and be a pocket passer. Let him do the pocket pass stuff. And if Jalen Hurts get hurt, okay, you got a pocket passer. Back to basketball. Kyrie Irving has reached out to LeBron James to see if he would come to the Mavs. Kyrie Irving has reached out to LeBron James to see if he would come to the Mavs to play with him and Luka Doncic. Wow. Is that tampering? I'm trying to figure out if that's tampering. If anybody out there that knows the answer to that, give me a call. 515-602-9687. I'd like to know, is it considered tampering for Kyrie Irving to be reaching out to LeBron, to LeBron James to come and play for the Dallas Mavericks? That's interesting. I don't know if they're allowing players to do that with the new CBA. I believe my number one sports contributor DC was saying that they're trying to stop that, where players can just get together and kind of like casually sit down and you know, come up with a plan to draw another guy from one team to the next. Me, myself, I think they should put an end to it. You're not allowed to talk to each other. You're not allowed to talk to each other, definitely in season. And you're not allowed to talk to each other until after all the deals are signed. That's the best way I can put it. I know you can't stop people from being friends, but it's like no one should be talking business in the off season. No one should be talking business, you know, at a certain point going into the trade deadline. I think you should be like in college. There's a dead period. It's a dead period. The dead period is, let's say, after the NBA finals up until the season starts, you can talk up to a certain period of time in that gap and during the All-Star break. I would just do it like that. During the All-Star break, that's the week off. Make your phone calls, do your talking, do your little, hey, man, maybe we can hook up and play one day type of thing. Just that one week. You got that one week. But you're banned from talking to each other, signing on to another team like they're doing right now. Kyrie Irving talking about, hey, yeah, you know, come on, LeBron, come over here, man, and play. You know, Mark Cuban got deep pockets. He can pick your contract up. You and Bronny can come over here and play, you know, together and, you know, get out of Hollywood. I don't see LeBron James leaving Hollywood, though. That team almost made it to the finals. Why leave? Now, I can see Kyrie Irving going over to Dallas. I mean, going over to L.A. I can see that. I can see that. Because you could almost say, well, is Kyrie Irving saying, hey, I want you to come over here and join my crew and I'm running the show versus me coming over there joining your crew and you're running the show? Something like that. So I need the ball in my hands, not in Lucas or LeBron James' hands. That's a weird situation, because if they bring over LeBron, is Luka going to L.A.? I don't think Luka fits in L.A., though. I don't think Luka fits in L.A. That's my only thing. I don't see Luka Doncic fitting over there. I think he's more of a he's great in Dallas. I think Luka is great right there in Dallas where he's at.
I think Kyrie Irving can be great right there in Dallas where he at. And we've already seen the Kyrie and LeBron thing. It didn't work the first time. They got a championship, but it didn't work the first time. He jetted on them. They couldn't even repeat. And I think that's why LeBron left. I think that's why he left and went to L.A. because he's just like, all right, if Kyrie's out, J.R. Smith, I think, went back to college. It's like, what am I playing with? All I got is Kevin Love. So it's just like, you know, I don't think that they should link back up. We've already seen how that looks. Again, on the monitor, we got Oklahoma and Stafford playing in the Women's College World Series. We got it. We're in the top of the second inning. Stanford still leading 2-0, and Oklahoma's at bat now, trying to tie this thing up. Yeah, so interesting move by Kyrie Irving. Interesting move. And they also going into the Ja Morant information. You know, I think last week Adam Silver was like, we're not going to talk about his punishment right now because it's taken away from these great finals, and I can understand that. Adam Silver says decision on Ja Morant will come after the NBA Finals. Says we've uncovered a fair amount of additional information. Again, Ja Morant latest on the monitor. Adam Silver says decision on Ja Morant will come after the NBA Finals. Says we've uncovered a fair amount of additional information. So they got their investigators out there. And one thing what people don't understand about private investigations, it's easy to find information on people. It's easy to find out what you're doing, especially when you utilize social media. I myself being a trained investigator, yes, I have went to private investigator school, Penn Foster University, and got my certification as a private investigator. And I could choose to move forward with that if I like to and actually go and start training and working up under a actual firm, which I have reached out to one firm to do that, but they never got back. Guess they got busy. But the point I'm making is that when I start talking about what the capabilities of a private investigator is, I know for a fact because I have my own diploma in private investigations. So I know that the NBA has deep pockets and they can hire the best investigative firms out there to find out everything Ja Morant is doing. They can put surveillance on Ja Morant. They can take pictures of Ja Morant while he's thinking that nobody's watching. Oh, yeah. They can follow Ja Morant's car, stay two cars lengths behind him and follow his car and find out where he's going and what he's doing. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Because I've been trained in this stuff. I know what they can do. So, you know, a lot of you guys that's going at the highest level of sports, do you think the NBA is not going to protect this intellectual property and its employees? You think they're not going to protect? They're not going to protect their intellectual property, protect employees and members against themselves? They're going to protect their brand, people. But they're also protecting their brand by not putting out any information on Ja Morant right now because this NBA Finals has actually fit the bill. It's actually delivered. The ratings, I'm quite sure, have delivered from last night. Their ratings will be up in game 3 all the way to the end, in my opinion, because the Miami Heat saved this series. They delivered last night when they lost the first game. They lost on Tuesday. It you know, people tuned in, but they probably was like, "Well, I'm not tuning in for the second game because it's going to be a blowout." You know, but those of us that did tune in, we see that we need to keep tuning in, and the word is out now. You need to keep tuning in to this series because Jimmy Butler has came to play. Strus, Vanderbilt, Martin, these guys have come to play. They've showed up to play. And like me and another client's father, one of my client's father, we were talking the other night. He was texting me after the game. He was like, talent don't beat dog.
talent don't beat dog. When you got some talent and a dog mentality, it overcomes talent, high-level talent, that don't have dog mentality. Some talent with dog, that's what I want. Because when you got dog, you can overcome. But when you got talent, you see talent is not getting you where you want to go, you'll quit. You'll quit mentally if you don't have the second gear of a dog in you. You got to have a D-A-double-G mentality, not D-O-G, not D-O-G-G, D-A-W-G, a dog-like mentality. That's just my opinion, people. You can call in and debate me if you think I'm wrong, 515-602-9687. Call in, put your hand in queue, and I'll come to you. Feel free to call in. It's 9:30. We're going to take a quick station break. And when I come back, we're going to get off into some football, pro-developmental football free agency information before I wrap up the show. Stand by.
Yeah.
All right, all right. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show.
For those of you just now tuning in, catching it, this is the Stoker the Bear Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Okay, our topic today was Heat Melt the Nuggets NBA Finals Game 2 results. We went over all that stuff. We got off into our Major League Baseball scores, information from the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, where the Vegas Golden Knights are leading that series 1-0, and they have their second game tonight, if I'm correct, against the Florida Panthers. We talked about NCAA World Series. Just gave you the schedule for that. The softball World Series are playing right now on the monitor. Last I checked, Stanford was on top of Oklahoma in the top of the second, 2-0. Oklahoma was at bat trying to tie it up. So that's what's going on right now in the World Series of softball for the NCAA young ladies. What else we got? Other than that, we got all the information out that we wanted to get out, I believe. So right now, they're saying, again, on the monitor in basketball, the Dallas dilemma. Kyrie attempted to recruit LeBron to the Mavs this offseason. Mistake for LeBron to team up with Kyrie Irving again. Like I said earlier, before I got off the air, we've already seen that. We've already seen that act, guys. I don't really want to see it. And I definitely don't see LeBron in Dallas. That him being the mega star that he is, broke Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's scoring record, brought the Lakers a title, almost took them to another finals. I don't see LeBron James going to Dallas because LeBron James got so much money. I don't know exactly how much money he got, but I'm pretty sure, and based on the way the conversations go about him financially and business-wise, he doesn't need Mark Cuban money. He got his own money. He doesn't need Mark Cuban's money. He doesn't need to move anywhere. Why would he want to finish up his career in Dallas? Why would he want to do that? You finish up your career with the Los Angeles Lakers. That's a mega brand. Not knocking Dallas. Dallas is a major city. Not knocking Big D. Not knocking Big D at all. But, I mean, the Dallas Mavericks in combination with the Dallas Cowboys, I'm not knocking Big D. Two big owners, Mark Cuban, Jerry Jones. I'm not knocking Mark Cuban. He also owns the Dallas Wings for the WNBA. I'm not knocking Mark Cuban. But I'm saying as far as LeBron James go, that's not a good fit. Plus, we've already seen Kyrie and LeBron already. You got the championship, leave it alone. If you wanted to play with him so bad, why'd you leave him in the first place to go to Boston? Don't get it. But I'm not knocking Kyrie. He's his own man. He does what he wants to do. Not knocking him. I'm just saying. So when it's all said and done, I don't want to see that again. But getting off into some pro developmental football free agency news, not news but information. Everybody that kind of follows the show kind of knows that I look out for my football players out there that's no more than 2 years removed from college, from their last college contest. I look out for you and try to help you get on a roster if you're looking to continue your professional football career. I provide professional football opportunities to give you a professional football experience. And that's an experience that's not the NBA, not the Canadian Football League. I give you experience like IFL, Indoor Football League, NAL, National Arena League. Those are the two biggest leagues that I deal with currently. However, I've had players that been in CFL camp, been to the arena one level on three-day trial waivers, been to fan-controlled football who did have an NBC TV contract, NBCLX. I've had guys in the USFL camp, in XFL camp, and on the draft board. So I've done all that as well. But my specialty start at the Champions Indoor Football League and the CIFL, IFL Indoor Football League, and the National Arena League. And I kind of rank them just like that. Champions Indoor Football League, and then above them, the Indoor Football League, and across from both of them is the National Arena League. Those are the leagues that I start you out in and get you filmed so you can move up to a USFL contract, a XFL contract, a CFL contract if possible, and an NFL contract if possible. So I try to get you as close to your goal as I can. I can't agent you onto a roster. I can't just make a phone call to the National Football League office or to a team's front office and be like, hey, sign my guy. I don't have those relationships in the NFL. I don't have those relationships in the CFL. However, I do have a contact that was with a CFL team as a general manager to where I can talk to him and let him evaluate you and tell me if he and ask him would he make a phone call on your behalf. And, you know, we kind of like have to go from there. So what I have is what you call a proven system, taking the necessary steps. The proven system means taking the necessary to get you as close to your goal of playing professional football as the highest level you can get to as possible. But I'm going to be honest with you. For some of you guys, the NFL is just not going to be in your future. Yeah, I said it. The NFL is not going to be in some of you guys' future. Let's be realistic. If you didn't get drafted and no one called you for the little three-day mini camp or no one had you sign a free agent contract to come into camp, if that didn't happen and you're still sitting at home waiting on the phone to ring, I'm going to be honest. You might want to try to do this another way. And that's by using my proven system to take the steps necessary to get the film that you need, to get in front of the right systems, the right camps, the right scouts, the right people to move you up from league to league, level to level. Right now, the NFL is not in your future. Can you put it in your future? Sure. All you have to do is contact me at Ferran Sports on Twitter. Excuse me. That's at Ferrand, capital Sports, at Ferran Sports on Twitter. If you contact me, know that I have a service fee. This is not a free service. I do sports management. I do athlete management. My services right now cost $1,200. $1,200. And so that $1,200, you can either pay it at once or you can do it in installments. $600 down, but I need the other $600 due in 35 days. That's 30 days with a 5-day grace period. If you don't pay it in 30 days with the 5-day grace period, 35 days, if I don't have the other $600, you will lose your money and you'll have to start back over from scratch. But when you start back over from scratch, there won't be an installment plan. It'll just be $1,200 due at the time that we start over. So that's how my system works. Highly successful. I moved a lot of guys up some levels. Like I said, I've had guys on the XFL draft board and an XFL camp, guys on the USFL draft board for college and guys in USFL camp. Okay? I've done that. I myself have also had two meetings in the NFL PA office, that's the NFL front office, NFL PA department, with Troy Vincent's staff. I made my own way as well. So I have a lot of information, a lot of knowledge, a lot of tactics, a lot of schemes to help you your professional football career. I have my own scheme. As they say, you got to come up with a scheme in football. I got my own scheme for all my clients to where you're going to get in my proven system. You're going to go where I need you to go, play where I need you to play, get your film, get it back to me, keep your resume updated so when I need it, I can send it out to different coaches and scouts and GMs. Send your stuff out so you can get your next opportunity. All right. With that being said, I think I've pretty much exhausted everything that I need to talk about today. And across the monitor, they're talking about Aaron Rodgers. let me share with you what they're talking about here. Rodgers denies rift with the Packers general manager. As I talk to people, I talk to the people I like. Right move for Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay to part ways. Did Brian text me more? He's saying, did Brian text me more than I texted him? Yeah, but I did ghost that I ghost him. No, there was back and forth that we had, and so this is the story you want to go with. You're going to stand on this hill of austerity and some garbage. Anyway, you can follow up on that on your own monitor at your own house on that. But I guess he's explaining his stance with the Packers and the general manager and this, that, and the other. This is Aaron Rodgers I'm speaking of. Now with the New York Jets, he's trying to clear the air about his relationship with the Packers front office. Well, it's a done deal. I don't even understand why we're talking about this, because it's a done deal. What's been done is done. I say leave it alone. Move forward. You guys have already parted ways. You know, you clear some cap space by getting rid of Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay now has some cap space. They're going to try out their new quarterback and see what he's going to do, the quarterback in waiting. Hopefully he'll do well for the organization. Some of the media experts are saying that particular quarterback, I think his last name is Love. I forgot his first name, but I think Love is out of Utah State. He's been there for a couple years now, 4 to 6 years. As a backup, and hasn't really got his opportunity. If I'm correct, that's the same guy. But the experts think that at the end of the day, he'll do well about 4 to 5 games. But once other teams start getting film on him, because they haven't been able to watch him play, they're going to be able to shut him down after about week 6. And they're projecting, the media experts are saying that it'll be the same type of season they had last year, fighting to make a wild card and probably needing a little bit of help at the end of the day. But again, these are media experts, because that young man could come out really slinging that rock. And he got some young receivers out there, and we've seen what they could do once Aaron Rodgers finally started getting them a little bit more confident, him getting a little bit more confidence in them. They actually made a late run. They almost got into the playoffs. They got into a wild card situation. They just dropped too many games and came up short. Sort of like my New Orleans Saints. but we'll see what happens and everything with their people. But it's been a great show today. I want to remind everybody to be love, not hate. Be light, not darkness. Remember, there's only one race. That's the human race. Remember the golden rule. Treat everyone the way you want to be treated. Pray for legislation to pass to make the gun laws more strengthened, to strengthen the gun laws, so we can do more mental health checks and so they can understand that everybody doesn't need to have a gun in their hand. Everybody doesn't need to have a gun. Does everybody have the right to own a gun? Yes, but everybody does not need a gun based on your situation. Each situation is unique. And these situations needs to be thoroughly examined before you can obtain a handgun. Do we need a handgun in our home if we choose to have one? Yes. But does everybody need one? No. Pray for peace around the world, and all these wars in different areas stop. Pray for peace around the world. And remember to get your flu shots, COVID-19 booster. Keep your hand sanitizer and your face mask on you. If you're in a crowded space and people are coughing, put your face mask on. When you're shaking hands and all that stuff, make sure you hurry up and sanitize your hand. After you shake people's hand, they still got all this Mpox stuff going around, if I'm correct, all this RSV stuff, respiratory virus stuff going on. There's so much stuff out there. Just try to keep your hands clean, because you're touching your face and all this. You just don't know what you're touching. And then you're touching your face, touching your eyes. Just keep sanitize your hands every now and then, people, throughout the day. Anyway, with that being said, we'll be back tomorrow. Soaking the Bill can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That translates to 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. So we'll be back tomorrow morning, God be willing. Thank you for tuning in and streaming the show. If you listen live, thank you. If you stream the show later, thank you. It all counts towards my credit. We're getting close to having about, I think I already hit 700 listens. So we're about at 701 listens, I think, right now. If not, we're getting close to it. I wouldn't mind reaching my goal of 1,000 on July 5th, which is the show's anniversary in about 30 days. If I can't reach 1,000, hopefully I can get close to it as I can. All right, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and set Black Fade on. I want everybody to have a great day. And this has been the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. And I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Stokers and Beer is broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBESTWBEST, Chula Vista, California. Time is 9:55 a.m., 60 degrees Fahrenheit and cloudy here in San Diego, California. With that being said, everybody stay safe out there, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Set Black.